This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I've been reading from a booklet written in 1988 about the Casperson School, which was southeast of Winoska and was used until the 1945-46 school term. It was moved to Roseau Pioneer Farm and Village in 1985 as an accurate representative of country schools in the early days of the county. The booklet was researched and written by Florence Klima, herself a retired teacher. She interviewed people and wrote letters asking for their memories. This story comes from an interview with Thorolf Melby and Anne Nya Melby. Anne Nya stayed with her folks and walked the 2.5 miles to the Casperson School. She remembers well doing the janitor work. In the coldest part of winter, she hired a neighbor who lived closer to the school to build the morning fire. Thorolf Melby, who taught the following year, reports that he first roomed and boarded with a local family. Because they had family problems at the time, he became uncomfortable there, so he moved to the Nyas. He says, "I had met Anna before that, however. This is how that happened. In teacher's training, we had been taught to really get out into the community. So I put that knowledge to work when I saw a hay rack pulled by horses coming down old Highway number 89. I went out to the road to strike up a conversation with the driver, who happened to be Anna. That was the beginning of our courtship." That summer, Charles Christensen, superintendent of schools, arranged to have a teacherage built at Casperson. It was a good warm building, well insulated. Tamarack wood was provided for the stove. I stayed in that small house, but ate most of my meals at the Thompsons across the road. At Christmas time in 1941, I received my draft notice. Thorolf remembers that he received $49 per month on a 12-month basis. He taught 7 grades. At that time, 5 gallons of gas cost $1. Thorolf paid $15 per month for room and board. Because the school district was unorganized, a U-12, Thorolf was directly under Superintendent Christensen, and his checks were signed by the county treasurer, William Strandberg. Thorolf was advised not to pay into a retirement fund. Another story in Florence's booklet came from a letter from Bertha Johnson. If you've listened to the last 2 broadcasts, you may have noticed some common memories. Here's Bertha's story. "My husband, Louis Johnson, helped build a small teacherage about 12 feet by 20 feet at Casperson School. A fellow by the name of Jesme was the main carpenter. Later, when Louis was hired to teach there, he and I lived with our 4 children in this crowded little house. Our oldest child, Beverly, was in first grade. We arranged crates on the wall as shelves to hold our dishes and food. To cover the crates, I made curtains out of nice printed cotton feet or flour sacks. When I set up my washboard and tub to wash clothes in that little kitchen, I could hardly move around. We used our car as a storage place. During World War II, when everything was rationed, Louis's job wasn't considered a priority, so we could not buy tires or much gas. Our mailman bought our groceries for us when he was in town and brought them to us when he delivered the mail. No charge for the service, no questions asked. To cook on, we had a cute wood-burning stove only about 2.5 feet square. It had a little oven. To heat the house, we had an airtight heater, also small. We cut down poplar trees that grew right there in the grove and built a small log barn for our cow and calf. We always brought our cow along to each school in order to have milk for our children. The cow also supplied us with cream, butter, buttermilk, and eventually meat. Students had fun during noon hour and recess playing on a wooden slide built in the schoolyard. In preparation for this Christmas program, I would help Louis teach the songs. We had no musical instruments. In the spring, I took our 3 preschool children and went to help my father and my mother, who was blind. Louis and Beverly batched for the remainder of the term. Their cooking ability came into question one evening when they were invited for supper at the Teagues. Beverly ate so much that her father was ashamed. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.